Welcome to another absolutely riveting episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you as always till noon. It's so nice to have the stream back. That way all my friends in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, LA, Portland, and even England can listen to the show today. I'm very excited. And you might have noticed, if you are in the Eugene area, that the signal is coming in really strong today. I'm not sure if it has anything to do with the new transmitter, but keep your fingers crossed. We're going to be kind of working on that problem throughout the summer. I shouldn't say problem. We're just going to be boosting our power a little bit and getting a new transmitter, a new location. I'm very excited because the more people that can listen to me, you know, the more happy I am. Of course, it's all about me, this whole thing. It's not about you. It's about me. I know, you don't like that. I'm just trying to make you smile this morning because we are up for a couple of very hot days. And I'm not going to do the weather report today. I did that wrap last week. All I could say is I think it's going to be in the 90s today. So this is dedicated to you. I want to keep things cool today. We're going to keep it cool. We're going to keep it kind of free and fancy free off the top of my head. So sit back, relax, have a nice cup of Bloody Mary and listen to the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA.
Does anybody really care what I think? 1, 2, 3, 4, rinky-dink. Think green, yellow, a lighter shade of pale. Sure you want to think pink? 1, 2, 3, 4, rinky-dink. You can buy the thoughts you think. A lot of people will give them to you free, the thoughts you think. 1, 2, 3, 4, rinky-dink. Think. The thoughts you think may even be your own. Think. 1, 2, 3, 4, rinky-dink. God thought and thought. And you know what he did? He made himself a man. About that, think. And God said, man, what do you think? And man said, I think better than you think. And God said, think now, pay later, think. And man thought and thought on his own, alone, just think. Man thought, how can I think big as God? And man said, I think I can't, I think. And God said, you know, man, I'm still interested in what you think and how you think. And man said, can you help me think 10 feet tall? And God said, even higher. And man said, how high? And God said, high as me. What do you think? Rinky-dink.
Thank you.
Ha-cha! This is hot stuff, ain't it? This is Teddy Wilson from the Celebrity soundtrack. Yeah, it's a movie called Celebrity. I Got Rhythm. Before that, Fred Lowry, the world's best blind whistler, Sentimental Journey, Pastor John Rydgren, doing Rinky Dink. That's a variation on a Booker T song. And we started out with the Sisters of St. Francis in Heaven. There ain't no beer. Yeah, I'm all over the map today. And, you know, I was thinking about meditation. And meditation's very important, especially on a Sunday morning. We're kind of running with a religious theme today. And I found this tape. It's called the Shemp Meditation Tape, produced by WFMU. So we're all going to kind of sit back. Why don't you just relax, sit back, close your eyes. And we're going to use the almighty Shemp meditation tape to take us places you've never been before.
How do you feel, kiddo?
Fine, fine. And you?
Oh, great. I never felt better in my life. I'll never forget that.
Thank you. Those born between July 23rd and August 22nd are born under the sign of Leo. Their planetary ruler is the sun. Many words describe Leo people: magnetic, determined, vital, generous, dynamic, aggressive, and vibrant. Leo people, like their planetary ruler, the sun, have bright, sunny dispositions. As a Leo, you have an abundance of personal magnetism. Those who know you will usually agree that you are the most popular in your crowd. This is the way you want it, because you need people around you to bring out the best in you. And you are at your best when you have a cause. You're sympathetic, sensitive, emotional, and kind-hearted. In fact, you have the biggest heart in the zodiac. It seems all who know you love and respect you for your tender, affectionate nature. You have excellent taste in almost everything. Discerning and aristocratic in a down-to-earth, good-natured way. Your personality has many facets, Leo. You have a fine sense of humor. You love to laugh, and when you do, you make others laugh. You love to be funny, and yet you have a marvelous flair for the serious and dramatic. In affairs of the heart, you are sincere, affectionate, passionate, and when you are really in love, you bubble over with enthusiastic praise for your mate. All the world loves a lover, and you're on top of your world when those in it love you. You see, Leo, with you, it's love, first, last, and always. For love makes your world go round. When your love life runs smooth, you think your best, look your best, and feel your best. But when someone hurts you, you know that your life will never be the same. But that's where you're wrong, because the same impulsiveness that got you interested before will prove again to be your salvation, and you'll live to love again. Because for you, Leo, living is loving. Leos have two basic needs in life. For the Leo man, it's to command and lead and to be loved and admired as a leader. For the Leo woman, it's to love and be loved. But you must be careful, for you sometimes love not wisely, but always well. Leo, you would be wise in associating with your compatible signs: Aries, Gemini, Cancer, Virgo, Libra, and Sagittarius. You're neutral with Leo, Capricorn, and Pisces. You may find Taurus unsympathetic, Scorpio cold and calculating, and Aquarius, who doesn't share your sentimental approach to life, may not hold your interest very long. Because above all, it is the sentimental side of life that Leos live for. No one knows how to enjoy the special happy occasions more than you. Holidays, birthdays, weddings, and anniversaries are all so meaningful to you, whether in planning or looking back with fond, happy, warm memories of the rich, full moments that you shared with those close to you. Wherever you go in life and whatever you do, it's very evident that you're in love with life and your enthusiasm is infectious. You have an abundance of fine qualities. Any one of these can make you extremely popular. But most of all, it's your big-hearted, jovial nature that'll attract many to you. And this is the one area where you're often hurt, because it's not natural for your sign to be a good judge of character. Because of this quality, you must make more of an effort to judge people for what they are and not what they say.
All right, we're listening to the cosmic sounds of the Spotniks. I don't know if you ever saw these guys. Bunch of guys from England around 1962 that dressed in space suits. They put out a lot of albums, and they kind of predated a lot of the surf sound. Well, not really. They just kind of were on the bandwagon, but they were more of a surf space band. Yeah. Kind of like predecessors to Hawkwind. Right. We listened to the incredible Roger Christian, the guy who used to write lyrics with Brian Wilson, graduated to Discover Yourself Through Astrology, talking about Leo. If you were born between July 23rd and August something or other, you're a Leo. Yeah. Rawr. And before that, Annette Funicello doing the ska. I believe that was from Bikini Beach, the Jamaica ska. Man, she sounds good singing reggae, don't she? And a little kid who we saw all over the TV back in the 70s, Rodney Allen Rippey. Take Life a Little Easier Bonzo Dog Band, Dr. Jazz. We started out with the Shemp Meditation Tape. Yes, Reverend Mark Time here on KWVA Eugene. KWVA Eugene. KWVA Eugene. Yeah, okay, I'll stop, because we're going to get serious now. You know, there was a lot of stuff this week about space. For example, a giant comet crashed into the planet Jupiter. Planet Jupiter took a hit for us. Also, we are celebrating the anniversary, I believe the 40th anniversary of landing on the moon. Yeah, so in honor of all that, landing on the moon and space exploration, space shuttle going up there and hanging around out there, all this stuff about space, we're going to commemorate that with the great words of Gil Scott-Heron.
And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and whitey's on the moon. With all that money I made last year for whitey on the moon, how come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To whitey on the moon.
I am Howard Menjet. The following statements which I shall make are true facts that can and will be verified at the proper time. The music that has been recorded on the reverse side of this record has come to me from outer space. I have been instructed by a person from another planet to bring this music to the attention of the people on this earth. I have had direct contact with people from other planets and have spoken with them on many occasions. I have ridden in their spaceships. They have taken me to their planets and brought me back to Earth again several times. I have seen how they live, what they wear, what they eat, and how they look. They are friendly people, and are by far more advanced spiritually and physically than the people of this planet. At the present time, they are observing us. They wish to help us to help ourselves to attain a higher understanding of life and its meaning. Many people from this earth have already seen some of their spacecraft, which they call flying saucers, and other flying objects which they cannot describe. These objects are real and are spacecrafts from other planets. There are people in them, and many of them have already landed on this earth. They are now in our midst, mingling with you and observing you without your knowledge. As I have said before, They are only here to help you. They are peace-loving people and worship the same infinite Creator that we do. This shall all be proven at the proper time. Now, getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet. One day, while driving alone in my car, I suddenly noticed that I had no control of the car whatsoever. I kept riding for miles through the countryside under the direction of a higher intelligence. I knew that my car and I were being assisted by someone from outer space. I did not know where I was being taken. When I finally came to a stop, I saw an old cabin in the woods. It was the only cabin in sight for miles around, secluded and obscure. While I was standing outside the cabin, I heard the strains of music from a piano being played from within the cabin. I was entranced. I walked in, and there sitting at the piano and playing was a man who later introduced himself as someone from the planet Saturn. I looked at the piano and saw that it was entirely different from our conventional pianos. The instrument was much lower and closer to the floor, and the keyboard was much longer and contained many more keys than our piano keyboard. The keys had strange markings on them, which I did not understand. I heard the music played only once, and yet it remained in my mind as if I knew it before.
If all of if this is true,
and
the evidence strongly suggests that it is, then our government, for some reason, has taken a stance that the general public must not be told the truth.
Why weren't there any stars? Did we really go to the moon? Did we really land on the moon? And why weren't there any stars? Why weren't there any stars? July 20, 1969, three astronauts embark on a historic mission to the moon. On Earth, millions of people gather together, watch it live on TV. Did we really go to the moon? Did we really land on the moon? And why weren't there any stars? Some say the whole thing was a fake, that we didn't have the technology yet to accomplish this feat. And in haste to win the Cold War, we created one of the greatest hoaxes of all time. Did we really go to the moon? Did we really land?
I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there. You know, sometimes I get a little bit too into the moment and I start playing stuff like UFOlogy, We Didn't Go to the Moon, and Sun Ra Calling Planet Earth, and Roxy Music, Pajamarama, and Howard Menger's Authentic Music from Another Planet, and Gil Scott-Heron's Whitey on the Moon, and the Spotniks, and all these other people in this record by a guy named, what's his name? I can't pronounce his name. Pierolini or something? Anyways, there's a song called Beer, Vermouth, and Gin from the Sweden Heaven and Hell soundtrack. I need help. I know I can call Barack Obama. He'll help me. He helps everybody. Because Barack Obama, like, he gets his nose in everything. I mean, calling bars to apologize to policemen. Calling university professors. I mean, Obama's got it together. Yeah, he's the guy that can help me.
Save me, Obama. Stimulate my life. Please improve my credit, my job, my wife. Bail out my bar tab. Subsidize my rent. Isn't that the point of the government? Bills and banks in Baghdad are point of breast enhancements are. Tell GM I really need a Hummer and a new car. Save me, Obama. Fix my abs and hair. Buy my Frappuccinos with Medicare. Spank all the bankers. Bring a lasting peace to the Yanks and Red Sox and the Middle East. Stop Shiites from settling fights the mob way. Find the jobs in Fiji and St. Croix. Purge the grabs from hellholes like Zimbabwe and Illinois. Save me, Obama. Find a cure for gas. Leave your carbon footprint on OPEC's ass. Hug North Korea. Shoot hoops with Iran. Can we
Muslim, Jew, and Mormon all join hands and sing, give peace a chance. Ending death and famine and global warming and menstrual cramps. Save me, Obama. Left and right agree. This is now the United States of me.
And a two-state solution in Gaza, and a reintroduction of the dodo bird to its
now
native habitat, and an end to hunger.
I'll teach everybody how to strike. Are you ready?
Yeah!
I want to know, are you ready?
Yeah!
Now everybody line up and repeat after me. You hear? Here we go. Jump up!
Jump up!
Jump up!
Slow. Hey, it's you. We had a man last week in Old Trump.
Never seen
time
for the human.
Thank you.
clay beneath my feet begins to crumble. But love will never die, because we'll see, we'll not stumble before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally, and that's the way, the way it's meant to be. That's the way, the way it's meant to be. That's the way, the way it's meant to be.
Yes, this song dedicated to the ever so beautiful Kells J. I know you're not listening, Kells, because you do night shift, but this is one of her favorite songs. She's on the radio here on KWVA along with her boyfriend, DJ Mr. Boy. Yeah, they make quite a happy couple here on the radio station, but I digress. We heard Eddie Rambeau, Concrete in the Clay, Roger Ruskin Spear, Pinball Wizard, Ty Terrell with The Scratch, Part 2, and Robert Lund, Save Me Obama. Yeah, River Mark time here. I'm just kind of kicking back, you know, just kind of winging it. I know it's getting hot out, so we're going to kind of dose you. Yes, we're going to dose you with some cool water.
The barren waste without the taste of water.
You know, when I was a kid, born on the streets of New York, 25th Street and 1st Avenue, there was a sound. It used to come from out west, they say. Well, out west to us was, well, if you really want to know, New Jersey was a foreign country. So out west was inconceivable. But there was a sound that wasn't. It was haunting and melodic and sad. And I've always loved it. They called it country and western music then. It has not only enveloped our country, but it's known now all over the world. They still call it country and western music, and I still call it totally, totally beautiful. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some lines. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns, no, that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cussing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're so gentle on the mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and those highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mama cause she turned and I was gone, I still run in silence. Those tears of joy might stay my face, and that summer sun, it might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you, walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a ruffling coal pile, a dirty hat below across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend I hold you to my breast and find that you're waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Number one on the Robot Top 100, The Sunday Morning Hangover. Jawohl, mein Kommandant.